Chazak Baruch. Rabotai, just one clarification of a practice. So the other night, Baruch Hashem, we had the Hilula of Rabbeinu Ha'ari. So I had mentioned that maybe we should light a ner lezecher or le'elu nishmato. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we did it. But that raised the question of what is that inyan? Is there an inyan? And what's the mekor for lighting a ner on a yort side or the elu neshama of a parent, mo'alenu, or a tzaddik? Is it brought down anywhere? So after analysis, you really can't find a mekor from the Gemara, at least. The closest you could find is a remez in the Gemara in Ketubot, Adav Kuf Gima. Over there, the Gemara says a story that when the Benu HaKadosh was about to pass away, so he called his sons, and he told his sons, you know, like a last will and testament, and one of the things he told them is, V'ner daluk yehyeh b'mkomi, that there should be a ner lit in my place. Now, the simple explanation to what the Gemara was saying is, the way Rashi learns it at least, is that the Benu HaKadosh did something extraordinary. After he passed away, he would still visit his wife every Friday night, would actually make kiddush. So the simple explanation was, what he was saying is that I'm going to come every Friday night, so make sure there's a ned, you know, lechbod Shabbat next to my place, because I'm going to be with you. So that ned was a Shabbat ned. Although he didn't say to light it on Shabbat, he said, ned yed daluk b'mkomi. The En Yaakov explains it. He says, listen, he didn't want them to light it on Erev Shabbat. Everybody would know, hey, what are you lighting it? It would be obvious that he's coming back. So light it during the week, so it's not so obvious. Neriyim Kumi lighted before. But the Abetz writes on that Gemara, Mikan Semech LaMinhag. From here, there might be a Semech to the Minhag where they light candles, Le'ilun Shama of a father, let's say, in that case. So that's, again, it's not a proof. Most of the Rishonim don't learn like that. But it's a remez, ner yed daluk b'mkomi. The other remez they bring is some Gemaran Berachot, on Nun Gimal. In Nun Gimal over there it says, the gabed beracha bore meore ha'esh. So they say that from bore meore ha'esh, you have to make a beracha on a fire that was lit for illumination purposes. So the Gemara says, ner shel metim is not good for bore meore ha'esh, because they light the ner for the met lechbodo, so that's lechbodo velo leoro. So therefore, you see again, there was an inyan lighting a ner lechbod hamet. But again, could be that's a met itself, and it could be it's an inyan of kavod. That means you're not neshama or lechbod, you know, something of the sort that we're talking about. The mazim, nice the mazim. In halacha, however, the earliest that we see already in inyan is the kolbo. Kolbo is the biyuhanatan medunil marishonim. In the laws of Yom Kippur, Rama brings it down. Rama says, erev Yom Kippur, there's a custom to light nerot lichbod aviv imosh nifteru. And the Mishnah Berurah says, it's a shielaim kapara, kilu, they're being judged on Yom Kippur. Therefore, there's inyan to light these nerot. Question is, what's the benefit of lighting nerot? Okay, so you're lighting a ner for the memory of someone. So, the one way of understanding it is that there is no inyan just to light a candle for somebody. Doing a mitzvah for somebody has a benefit, but just to light a candle has no value. It seems the old custom was to light these nerot in the Bet Knesset. If you light them in the Bet Knesset, so then already you're connecting that light to a mitzvah. Either the fact that it's kavod bet knesset, the more lights, like it says, kabedu Hashem ba'urim, you honor God with light. Or, in the olden days, it was very practical that they would have, they would need order the bet knesset to learn. So you would light, you know, you would donate shim and the ma'or, they're doing ishmat so-and-so, and the people were able to learn. So basically, the light was connecting to the zechut of whatever they were doing in the bet knesset. They're doing ishmat, you know, so on and so forth. I did see brought that in one of the Sefarim that according to that, donating the the electric bill, the Einu Nishmat somebody, that would serve the same purpose. Today probably would be more of a function because they're using the lights in order to learn. So, okay, so I want to pay half the electric bill in memory of so and so. That would be the Shem and the Ma'od in our time. Sebeni Shai Alav Shalom in Torah Lishma, the famous Torah Lishma, Yehezkel Kahli again. He comes along and he is very clear. He says the minhag is to light, God forbid, when somebody passes away, in the house the first 7 days. In the house where the person passed away. He says because the person visits the house the first 7 days, according to the Benu Ha'ari. And he says an amazing thing. Not that it's a zechut, meaning the Elu Neshama, but it's a pleasure that the nefesh gets when he sees a ner. Because the neshama is a ner, and things that are similar attract to each other. And it's like a pleasurable thing. Just like we say when you're alive, the neshama gets a pleasure when you smell besamim. You don't have ilu neshama when you smell besamim. The neshama likes besamim. I'm sorry, they're not. It comforts the neshama. So the neshama that passes when it sees light, it gets a hana'a. So the Bein Ishmael says, they should light it in the house. But after the 7 days, he says, there's no one yet to light it in the house. But the neshama, the nefesh is not there. So he said, then the inyan is to light it in the Bet Knesset, or by the Kevet itself. So it seems that the Bein Ishmael, at least, and he quotes the Ben Ubahya. It's amazing, the Ben Ubahya in Parashat Terumah. The Ben Ubahya is the one that says that the neshama is attracted to nerot, to lights, because it itself is a ner Hashem Mishmat Adam. So therefore, you're giving it a menuha, you're giving it a hana'a of some sort. So therefore, you want to. So it sounds like from that, it's a hana'a to the niftar. But the Bein Ishmael says, after 7 days, what are you lighting in the house for? Either in the Bet Knesset, or to do it in by the Kevet itself. So important is this inyan, we shouldn't mezalzel with it, that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Resh Samech Aleph in Chod Shabbat, that, Ben Hashem Ashot, on going into Shabbat, you're allowed to tell a goy to do something if it's a sorech, called the shvut because Ben Hashem Ashot is the Rabbanan, the goy is the Rabbanan. So the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say somebody forgot that he has yahrzeit. Now it's Ben Hashem Ashot. You can tell the goy to light the candle. tell the goy to light the candle. Shvut deshvut mekom sorech gadol, he says. Sorech gadol. Ad kedechach, Ben Zion says that on Yom Tov, well, you're not allowed to light a ned for no reason. So he says, if you forgot that you had if you have yahrzeit on Yom Tov, lighting a yahrzeit candle is considered sorech, and that's not considered a ner batala adraba. That's so obviously the Hakamim understood that there's a inyan in this, but the Bein Ishmael says you have to say, preferably, ze ner limnuhat nefesh or neidui nefesh, whatever the name is. And preferably the tzaddikim said to give some tzedakah as well. Is there a preference what to light? So some say shemen, because shemen is otiyot neshama, has the same letters neshama, that's tamim menagim bring that. Some say sha'ava. Sha'ava is l'shetivot hakitzu v'ranenu shokhenei afar, which is the name is the tachayat hametim. So they like sha'ava. Okay, in the old days they used to have shemen lama'or in the Bet Knesset, the old timers. And they were donated for that. So we cannot mezalzel in this custom over here. But again, from what we saw from the poskim, it is an inyan. The Rabbi Takachinsky in Gesher HaChayim brings it down as well as the Sefer Ma'abariya book, which is a handbook on the laws of Avelut, also mentions the inyan of lighting. But again, from the Bein Ishmael, it seems, again, the practice was primarily to light the ner in Bet HaKnesset. You're connecting it to a zechut, either kavod Bet HaKnesset, to have lights, or it was a function. They would use the light for learning le'ilu nishma, whatever the person is. But it doesn't seem, from at least the Torah Lishma, that lighting in the house has any benefit only during the first 7 days. In the house that the niftar passed away, he goes so far to say that if they're sitting in a different house where he didn't pass away, there's no one yet to light over there. So therefore, it seems that is the source of the menach. So back to our case where we said to light in there, maybe there was no value so much to light it in the house, although probably there was an inyan to put one in the Bet Knesset and have a kavanah at least a lunishmat of the tzaddiki. Okay.